Let the record show those committee members in attendance and those excused. Let the record show that this meeting is called in compliance with the requirements of the Wisconsin Open Meetings Law, proper notice having been published as required by law. The decisions of the Committee on Petitions for Rezone and Conditional Use Applications are recommendations made to the full county board for final action at the board's next monthly meeting. Applications for special exception permits are approved by this committee at tonight's hearing. The procedures for this public hearing will be as follows. Each item will be read into the record, and then the applicant or applicant's representative will come forward to the podium first and give their remarks. Then those person who wish to speak in favor of the item will then be asked to come forward to the podium one at a time. Those persons speaking must speak into the microphone and clearly give their name and address for the record before beginning their remarks. When there are no further comments in favor, those persons opposed to the item will be allowed to speak in the same manner. If your remarks are a repetition of something already stated, you may still come forward, clearly give your name and address for the record, and simply state that you are in favor or opposed for the reasons previously stated. With that, we will read the first item into the record.
Madam Chair, the first item is an application for special exception permit number 2012-9. This application is made by James Jamboy on behalf of JJCA LLC, whose address is 103 Ridgewood Drive, Onalaska, Wisconsin, 54650. They hereby apply to the La Crosse County Zoning Commissioner for a special exception permit pursuant to sections 20.42, 20.44, 20.74, and 20.762 of the La Crosse County Shoreland Zoning Ordinance at the following location. Part of the northwest quarter of Section 2, Township 17 North, Range 5 West in the town of Burns. The applicant's specific reason for making this request is to perform after-the-fact grading to clean/create drainage ditches and swales that would result in drainage of the Shoreland Wetlands District and impact the Shoreland District of Burns Creek. This application includes after-the-fact enforcement-related restoration for removal and reshaping of the post-grade drainage swales and ditches and reseeding the approximately 6 acres of disturbed area with native wetland species as required by a stabilization and restoration plan. This application is dated the 29th day of August 2012 by Jim Jamboy, 103 Ridgewood Drive, Onalaska, Wisconsin. Madam Chair.
Is the applicant here? Please go to the podium. And again, if you'd start out with your name and your address and then begin your statement.
Jim Jamboys, 103 Ridgewood Drive, Onalaska, Wisconsin. I thought I was farming, found out that it was wetland, and so that's the reason for the permit.
Okay, so you were farming into that wetland area?
Right.
Okay. And it has since been restored? Can you
explain
to us what's happened?
Yep. I followed the DNR's list of things to do, and I've done all that, and nothing more of you said, I don't think.
Okay, hold on a second. Any questions from the committee? Mr. Sampson?
None.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone else wishing to speak in favor? Anyone else in favor? Anyone opposed to this petition? Anyone opposed? Anyone opposed? We will close the hearing portion and we'll hear from staff.
Madam Chair, we have received one phone call stating that they had no objection to the Jamboy petition. We don't read those that phone call into the record because, of course, they're not here to answer any questions.
Mm-hmm.
We have two pieces of written correspondence, an email from Mary Jo Webster of the Land Conservation Department, dated and received Thursday, September 20th. States, Nate, this is the Jim Jamboy site where wetlands were graded. Please make certain that obtaining an after-the-fact erosion control permit for restoration of the 6-plus acres disturbed is one of the requirements of the special exception permit. And that permit was actually applied for and issued on September 27th. The only other piece of correspondence is from Michael Wenholz with the Wisconsin DNR. That was dated and received today at 12:46 p.m. I'm going to read this entire email into the record because it's going to cover the second special exception permit that's heard tonight also. And if that's sufficient for the committee, I we'll just refer to that instead of reading it into the record a second time.
That sounds fine. Thank you.
All right. Nate, I am writing to provide comments regarding the JJCA LLC and Bennett property after the fact special exception permit request to be heard before the La Crosse County Planning Resources and Development Committee on Monday, October 1st, 2012. Thank you for discussing these requests with me. I am providing these comments in place of making an appearance in person. Please have them delivered to and or read before the committee. The department understands the following. Number one, both requests are the final step in the are the final step in the process of restoring unpermitted land disturbances on each property. Number two, each property has been restored to the satisfaction of the county. And number three, the Bennett request retaining walls are outside the ordinary high water mark setback. Thus, the department has no comment regarding either after the fact request. Please note that these comments are in regard to shoreland zoning and may not consider all necessary department regulations for the project. Thank you for the opportunity to comment on the JJCA LLC and Bennett property after the fact special exception permit request. Please contact me if you have any questions regarding this email. Michael Wenholz, Bureau of Watershed Management with the Department of Natural Resources, Regional Shoreland Specialist. No further correspondence. Staff recommendation, this is an after-the-fact application for grading and filling. The application was made after the land disturbance had occurred and as a result of an enforcement inspection. The site has been stabilized and reseeded in accordance with the restoration plan required by Shoreland Zoning Specialist Gary Olson of the Wisconsin DNR, and the applicant has received an after-the-fact erosion control permit from the Land Conservation Department. Our recommendation is approval subject only to conditions. Number one, this special exception permit applies only to the initial site disturbance, regrading, very limited filling, and restoration already completed by the applicant. A required shoreland land use or special exception permit shall be required for any future filling, grading, or other land disturbance that exceeds thresholds requiring issuance of said permits. And number two, this permit expires immediately following its approval.
Okay, that's unusual. Immediately following, because everything's done.
Everything's done.
Oh, correct. Does the applicant understand the conditions?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Committee?
Move to approve.
Second.
With the conditions.
Okay. Motion by Ebert, seconded by Becker with the conditions. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That is approved. Thank you for your cooperation.
Thank you.
The next petition.
This is a conditional use permit application number 862. To the County Board of La Crosse County, the undersigned hereby petitions the County Board for a conditional use permit as provided for in the La Crosse County Zoning Ordinance to amend the conditions of conditional use permit number 855, specifically to remove or change condition number 14 for operating a pizza-making business. And that condition states, a maintenance agreement for maintaining the private drive shall be entered into by all users of this private road prior to commencing use. This property is described as part of the northeast quarter of the southeast quarter of Section 35, Township 15 North, Range 7 West, as described in Tax Parcel 11-2329-0 in the town of Shelby. The application is dated the 6th day of September 2012, signed by Sherry Kramer, 4412 Cliffside Drive, La Crosse, Wisconsin.
The applicant, please.
Hi,